It is time now for our sports update with reporter Joe Porter. Good morning, Joe.
Morena.
Formula One in the headlines. Well, the former chief, Bernie Eccleston, has been arrested. Tell us about this.
Yeah, arrested in Brazil. He's been found illegally carrying a gun while boarding a private plane from Brazil to Switzerland. It was found in his luggage by police, and then, of course, the 91-year-old was arrested and taken to a facility at a nearby airport. He acknowledged owning the gun, but said he was unaware it was in his luggage at the time. He paid bail. He's from Britain, of course. He paid bail, and he was free to travel to Switzerland. So, I'm just impressed. A 91-year-old still jet-setting around the world, to be perfectly fair, but carrying a gun in his luggage, obviously, it's very topical at the moment, and something that is a big no-go, but it seems like he carries it for personal protection while in Brazil.
Yeah, on a private jet. I mean, he's from a bygone era, isn't he? I mean,
yeah, he's sure
91.
Is, yeah.
He ran the Formula One for pretty much, well, he took it to where it is, really.
Yeah, he did. Before Liberty Media took over and really started the whole Netflix Drive to Survive generation, he was the leading protagonist, I guess, getting Formula One into the sort of global identity and commercial rights giant that it was. So he was Formula One, like you say, for a long, long time. He's a funny sort of small wee fella as well, and he's a bit of a caricature-looking guy, and a very, very wealthy man, and has been in and out of the news for various different reasons throughout the years, some good, some not so good. But Brazil has had a history of causing problems for Formula One teams when they've been there. You might remember in 2010, then Formula One champion for McLaren, Jenson Button, his car was surrounded by gun-toting criminals on a street corner when he was trying to get to the track in Sao Paulo, and his police driver used their bulletproof vehicle to ram through local traffic and escape that situation. But other engineers from different teams, Sauber, Mercedes, various teams over the years, 2017, 2010 as well, have been sort of held at gunpoint on street corners when their cars have been or vans have been driving to and from the circuit. So it's something that does happen over there. It's obviously a bit of an issue, and I am going to assume that's why Bernie Eccleston was carrying this pistol on his luggage while he was in Brazil with his wife. He owns properties there. They've got a coffee plantation. They spend a lot of time in Brazil. His wife's Brazilian. I imagine that's why it was. His mother actually was kidnapped, I believe, in Brazil, in Sao Paulo in 2016. She was freed by police before any money was paid or anything like that. But again, another reason why perhaps Bernie Eccleston feels like he needs to carry a firearm on him when he's in Brazil.
Joe Porter, thank you very much for that sports update.